If we truly want to be free, to be happy, we can't cling to the sickness, we can't cling to the loneliness, we can't cling to the depression. We have to ask ourselves the question, do we really want to be free, or are we just saying we want to be free? Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Can you imagine? When Jesus saw him, when Yeshua saw him lying there and knew they had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" Now that's kind of a mind bender, isn't it? You think about it. Here's this man, 38 years sick. Jesus approaches him and says to him, "Sir, do you wish to get well?" A lot of us are complaining in our misery and pain, but you know what the truth is? You don't really want to get well. You're so comfortable, some of us, with our state of misery and darkness, we almost have made it our friend. We don't even want to get well because darkness has become a friend. You're listening right now and you're saying, "I wish I wasn't depressed. I wish I wasn't sad all the time. I wish I wasn't lonely all the time." And you've been in this state a long time, just like this man that Jesus was ministering to that had been in this state for 38 years. And perhaps for some of you, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart this second as you're hearing me. He's wanting to bring you out of your darkness into the light, but he has to get you into agreement first with really wanting to recover. Yeshua wants to bless you now with supernatural recovery, but you have to make up your mind. You have to make a decision of your will, beloved one. Yes, I want to get well. Are you so sick and tired of being in the state that you're in that you can say to Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth right now, "Enough is enough, Jesus. I want to get well"? Then take a hold of his tzitzit. Take a hold of him by faith and receive his healing into your life, and you'll have, beloved, supernatural recovery.